This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Oh, well. Good morning, everybody. I'm trying to write a note to myself. While I talk to you, which can be dangerous.
Bread, dangerous. Milk, and eggs. I can help you with that.
You can help me with that,
try,
JJ?
Try to remember three out of three. Two out of three, you don't get any credit.
Well, you know, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Good to be here. Just a couple of days ago, my wife said, go to the store and get such and so.
Yeah.
I thought, I can do that. 5 minutes later, I called one of my daughters, asked Mama what I was supposed to get, because I remember one was hamburger buns. I can't remember the other.
I've called my wife from the aisle in Walmart, because I said, now you said don't get the green box, but get the red box.
I've gone a step further now with these sophisticated smartphones. I do the FaceTime. And I'll scan the aisle. I do the FaceTime scan the aisle. I say, tell me where. Tell me where. Is that right there? That one? Okay, I'll pick up that one.
So at some point she doesn't say, I might as well just have gone myself.
Yeah. I did a little thing on my music radio show this morning where it was things I've learned now that I'm older. And one of the ones was that I'm lying to myself when I say, oh, I don't have to write it down. I'll remember it.
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Trivia Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day and appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Hey, if you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook and just type in today's issues on American Family Radio or YouTube. YouTube, you can watch us there on today's issues live stream on YouTube. Either way, and check us out live video streaming on the app for American Family Radio as well. The app you download, and you can listen anywhere you want to on your phone or iPad or similar device. Okay, it's Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're going to ask three trivia trivia. We're going to ask three trivia questions apiece here, and then we're going to allow you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Trivia here on American Family Radio. Let's see. We have a ground rule, and that is if you've called in and gotten on with the air with us in the last 4 weeks, if you've gotten on the air with us, please don't call, because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air as possible. Also, there is one question that we're going to pose here. We don't know of the nine questions we're going to pose, that will be a mystery question. And if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and we'll all rejoice with you that you've won yourself an American Family Radio Trivia Friday t-shirt, right?
I don't know where mine is.
This is yours. I think mine is AWOL. Oh. That's yours.
Yeah. Also,
hold it up.
Also, in addition to the Trivia Friday t-shirt that you're going to win, again, free. I mean, we're sending you.
Even shipping and handling is free.
Right. So we're going to do that. We're going to send you a bottle of Redeem Clean detergent.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Wow, great.
Wonderful.
So when you use this t-shirt out in the yard, you can wash it.
With Redeem Clean detergent as well. So we'll send you, if you want more information on the Redeem Clean detergent that we're now offering, you go to afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net. Every purchase not only helps you at home with your washing, but also helps the ministry here at American Family Radio. So every purchase helps us as well. All right, gentlemen, did I forget anything?
No, I think that's
okay.
Right.
Well, Ed, go ahead. What do you got?
All right, here are my three questions.
The phone number. I know I forgot something. Ed, give us the phone number.
All right, the phone number is 888.
No, right here, Ed. Look right here. Right there. I'm not feel like the what was that guy on Johnny Carson?
Karnak.
Johnny Carson would do that.
Here's the number to call if you want to get on this year's show. 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. All right, I'm going to give my three questions. Somebody looked at my questions before the show, and they said, boy, these are easy. So these are apparently easy questions, folks. I know this first one is. What product was advertised in the 1970s with the jingle, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is? That's pretty easy. Second question, Bible question. Excuse me.
Not for millennials, it's not.
No, that's probably true.
And that's no put down on millennials right there.
This is a 70s.
It's a 70s question. Right. I mean, I could put down millennials,
you could, in many
different ways, but that's not one of them.
Right.
That I'm going to use. Go ahead, Ed.
Bible question. In Isaiah 6, the Bible describes angelic beings called seraphim. How many wings did these beings have? How many wings did the seraphim have? Third question, where does the word Wi-Fi come from? We all know you want to get a signal and go online. You got to access Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Where does the word Wi-Fi come from?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. How many players are there on a standard volleyball team?
A standard one?
Yes, sir. How many players are there on a standard volleyball team?
I could tell you the non-standard, but I can't recall the standard
those irregular teams, we don't even want to hear about those. Second question, who voiced the character of Woody in the Toy Story movie? Who voiced the character of Woody in the Toy Story movie? Third question, true or false? A radio station in Japan, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the city, radio station in Japan broadcasts nothing but a human heartbeat 24 hours a day. Listeners say that hearing it helps them relax. Is that true or false?
That's way better than the station in Japan that broadcasts Godzilla's roar 24 hours a day.
Do they really do that?
I don't know. Is it true or is it false?
All right, here are my three questions. I'm gonna raise the level. Okay. I'm going to raise the level here. What was the full name of British novelist C.S. Lewis?
That's a good question.
That is.
Told you. What is
his first name was Karnak. That's where Johnny Carson got that.
Yeah. What was the full name of British novelist C.S. Lewis?
Karnak Snidely Lewis.
Any good pastor has to pull out the C.S. Lewis quote about every third week, right?
That's right. Or you're not preaching.
And nobody ever knows whether C.S. Lewis said those things or not. Nobody looks them up. They just trust the pastor that he's quoting C.S. Lewis.
In fact, it'll wind up online as being a quote of C.S. Lewis, and 5 years from now, people will be on, I don't think he ever said that.
It'll be on Snopes.
Yes.
You know?
Snopes.com.
So C.S. Lewis, there's the Bible, and then there's Billy Graham, and then there's C.S. Lewis, or C.S. Lewis, Billy Graham.
Quotes.
You know, yeah, quotes.
Quoting from the Farmer's Almanac just doesn't add as much to the service.
You just don't get that spiritual attention you need from your constituents out there, or your, what do you call them, parishioners?
Church members, yeah.
All right, second question. First published in the year 1719, Robinson Crusoe is a novel written by which English writer? I'm stuck on English writers today. Everybody's familiar with Robinson Crusoe, at least you should be. It's a classic. Who wrote that?
Yeah, there was a movie adaptation starring Jim Carrey, wasn't there?
I think you got your the Disney adaptation was great. That was from the 60s or 50s.
Swiss Family Robinson?
Yeah.
That was good. I liked it.
All right, number three. What ingredient is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar? We all familiar. You go to the grocery store, you got white sugar, you got brown sugar. I don't know if you got any kind of other kind of sugar, but something's added to white sugar to make it brown sugar. What is that ingredient? I want to know the answer to
and
that.
And here's the deal.
Yeah?
I can tell you about some other ingredients, but it's going to require some copper tubing. pot, and you need to be deep into the woods. And if you can do that and stay ahead of the law enforcement authorities, you can make something that in some parts of the country is called white lightning.
And we don't encourage that, by the way.
No, we do not. No, we do not.
You stay one step ahead of the feds.
But if you do sell white lightning, we'd appreciate you tied to American Family Radio.
Oh, my word. I'm just saying.
You know what
Turn
I'm
the devil's no. money for no. kingdom use.
No, right.
All right, let's go to the phones, Ed.
Hey, folks, you do know we're kidding. Uh-huh. All right, we go to Texas, and Iris is on the line. Iris, please ignore the previous 60 seconds of conversation, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, y'all. I love y'all, and I was on vacation for 2 weeks, so I missed you because I didn't want to use up my data.
But
it's wonderful to hear your voices again.
Iris, there's a secret recipe. There's a secret recipe for everything, isn't there?
Yeah. I want to answer and ask both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one that you thought was so easy. I'm glad because it was the only easiest one that I could answer.
Okay. Which one is that?
Oh, well, it was when concerning the commercial about pop.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and
what a relief it is.
Let me repeat that. What product was advertised in the 1970s with the jingle plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Oh, what a relief it is, Iris.
It would be Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Way to start us out,
sir.
Iris.
I wonder where that comes from, Alka-Seltzer. What is that? Was that somebody's, is that the founder?
Seltzer is carbonated water.
Okay, got that.
So you put the in there.
Alkaline, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know where the Alka comes from.
I thought alkaline was in a battery.
But you're talking about naming stuff. This week I saw a thing talking about the old toys that we had, Hot Wheels, Lincoln Logs. And it said walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Well, what if the guy who named walkie-talkie was in charge of naming other things? Would the defibrillator be Hardy Starty? Would socks be called Feedy Heaties? Or a pregnancy test, would that be Maybe Baby? I never thought about such a simple name as walkie-talkies. That was high-tech in our day.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, Iris, good job on that. You want to ask us a question, you said?
Yes, and I'm willing to bet that somebody's going to know the answer, especially that Kentucky native that you have on your esteemed panel. And that's kind of a hint to the answer, what town is the Ark Encounter located?
The Ark Encounter, of course, that's Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham.
They call it Cincinnati, but it's actually in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Right, close to the airport.
You know what town it's?
It's the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter.
But I think the Ark, Ken Ham's invited us up there several times. We need to go up there and do a show from there. But I think it's Covington is where Kentucky
no.
is.
No, not Covington.
It's not?
No, it's okay. Right out. If you say the name, I'll know. It's right outside of Cincinnati.
What I'm saying is the Ark and the AIG headquarters are in two different towns.
Right.
You're gonna
anyway,
have to,
we don't know.
You're
going
to have to help
us,
Iris. We should know.
Okay, Assumption. It's Williamstown.
Williamstown, Kentucky.
Williamstown. You know, I've talked to people who've been to the Ark, and they love it. Make sure you go.
It's wonderful. It's the biggest shout-out. It's the most wonderful Christian experience as far as, I can't say, entertainment, education, and information that you could experience. Wonderful family. I can't. Done it enough, and also the Creation Museum is excellent. We did both. We stayed in Florence, Kentucky. It's a beautiful area, and I suggest families go to it because it's wonderful.
That Ark is true to size.
Iris, thank you so much. I wonder if Iris, is that Iris, right?
Yes.
She on payroll with
Ken Ham?
I got to ask Ken.
No, listen, she's just saying the same thing I've heard from everybody that's
gone to the
Museum or the Ark Encounter.
They have invited us up there. We need to make a trip up, maybe do Trivia Friday from
there. You go.
From the Ark or something.
That would be fun.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Heretofore, I want to ask you.
Hey, Jeff, 20 minutes in. That's awesome.
You want to ask?
Did you happen to notice Mike Pence using heretofore in his interview?
You mean yesterday?
It wasn't yesterday. It's been a week or so ago.
Well, you know, I've been working with him, and I've told him, if you want to sound smarterer, you work that word in there somewhere. So it's good to see Governor Pence, or Mike, as I call him, doing that.
Well, I have a friend who's a listener, AFR listener, yeah. Lives in the area, and he sent me a Bible verse where heretofore was in there.
Yeah. Jeff, I heard Putin say heretofore, but a lot of people didn't understand it because the translator, it was just a little bit lost in the translation.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling, my friend. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the brown sugar.
All right, here's the question. Hold on. What ingredient is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar, Jeff?
I believe that's molasses.
Molasses.
Wow. Hey, yes. Nicely done.
So molasses. It's not dirt. Yeah. I thought it might be dirt.
No, it's not dirt. So
molasses would enhance the sweetness.
Yes. Brown sugar. Brown sugar. I used to make brown sugar toast. That's a special part of my childhood memories right there. Brown sugar is made because you add molasses to white sugar. So Jeff is correct.
Good job.
Jeff, bring it, brother. What do you got for us?
All right. Was the Heath candy bar invented, and it is also still made there today by the Hershey Candy Company?
The Heath candy bar. Now, I've had those. They're kind of like a toffee kind of flavored or something. Heath.
Very good.
Yeah. So what's the question again?
Where is it made?
Heath candy bar?
Where was it invented at?
Oh, invented.
You know, we're going to make people hungry talking about brown sugar, molasses.
Orville and Wilbur went out in the afternoon, right, to learn to fly.
Right.
In the morning, they invented the
Heath bar.
The Heath bar. I remember reading about that. It was, one of those little
long
facts.
Are you going to say Ohio, or are you going to say
Kitty Hawk? North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kitty. But we don't know, Jeff. We don't know, brother. Where was it invented?
It was invented by the Heath brothers in Robinson, Illinois.
Robinson, Illinois.
Interesting.
It's still manufactured by Hershey Candy Company in Robinson, Illinois.
That's good trivia. Jeff.
Now, I've been
to the
Hershey plant, Hershey factory in Pennsylvania. That's pretty interesting.
They get free samples there?
Yeah.
I heard you can smell it. Do. I heard the whole town, Hershey, Pennsylvania, smells wonderful. It smells like chocolate. Is that right?
The light fixtures in town are like Hershey's Kisses.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So if you smell that all day long your whole life, would you wind up hating chocolate?
I don't think so. I don't think that's even possible.
It is.
And I'm going to...
Because I used to work there, and part of my job was, as I had to taste the candy during the processing phase of it, and I don't eat candy now because of that.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Hey, well now, Jeff and panel and listeners, I'm going to tell you what people have told me that live in towns that have paper mills. I say, oh my goodness, how can you stand the smell? And they said, it smells like money to us.
Yes. My father-in-law used to say that. We had a chicken plant in his hometown where my wife is from. We'd go to visit, and you could smell that. And sometimes I'd say, man, that stinks. And he'd say, that's the smell of money.
Yep.
So
yep.
For a town or a community.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that.
Tell you something about that, boys. Too much of a good thing, so to speak.
Yeah,
I may
have
told this before. If I have, pretend like you haven't heard
it.
But when I was a child, went to my grandmother's house. I have told this before, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it again.
I've never heard it.
Have you never heard it?
I'm just pretending.
Well, I would go to my grandparents' house every summer, and stay for a week out in the country. They lived in a farm way out in the country. And so my grandmother, for some reason I was there for the morning by myself. My granddaddy was out in the field, and I got the chocolate swirl ice cream box out of the refrigerator. Nobody was around. It was unaccountable.
I haven't heard this story.
I was like 8 years old. This is back when they left children by themselves, for a while. Back in the old days, I got out that box of chocolate swirl ice cream, got a spoon, and just went to town. Just sat there.
Knocked it out.
To the point where it was starting to melt.
Oh, man.
But I ate probably two-thirds of that box of ice cream sitting there by myself. And, you know, one of those things where you just picture you got chocolate hanging.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm a kid.
Sure.
But
probably
sure.
had no
but
T-shirt
I have,
on. And
I have enjoyed the sin. You know what I'm saying? I would gorge myself. Now I regretted it later, obviously. You regret it. Yep. But in many ways, you regret that. But after that, I never have tasted chocolate swirl again.
Really?
Because
I believe it.
You got sick of it or something?
I got sick of
it.
I gorged myself on it. Now I can't even.
Really?
Seriously. I mean, I could probably. It's a lot many years later. It's 50 years later, so I could probably do it now. But for all those years, I was turned off by the.
Yeah.
By the
that's in Proverbs, too much of a good thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, it really is. Too much honey or something. But, hey, similar story. I worked at a packing house, and one of the benefits when they were hiring people, they said, hey, now in the break room, you can have all the ham and all the hot dogs that you want, so you can have that for lunch. And I told some of my new coworkers, I said, man, I'm going to have free lunch. You know, I'm never going to have to bring my lunch.
Yeah.
They said, no, you won't. You'll get burned out. I said, not me. Free ham sandwiches? Yeah. Free hot dogs? I might have lasted 2 weeks. And the same thing.
Every single day.
Yeah. And the same thing happened. You just couldn't even stomach the sight or the smell of that.
So our last caller was...
day, though?
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Just during that little season.
Last caller was a taster. What brought this on? Last caller was a taster at the Heath Bar.
Yeah.
Chocolate factory, and he got
sick of it.
Got sick of it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Kansas, and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to try to answer.
Okay. Which question, Mary?
The one about the Toy Story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mary, here's the question. Who voiced the character of Woody in the Toy Story movie?
I think it's Tom Hanks.
Uh-oh.
Hey! Mystery question solved.
Mystery question. Woo-hoo! Before the first segment is over.
Tom who?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Great job, Mary. Well, so before, just let me tell you, before we let you go, when we're done on air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold and get your information so we can send you out not only a brand new Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt, but also a bottle of Redeem Clean detergent. And so you have won both of those for
what do you think
answering
about
correctly.
That? What do you think about that, Mary?
That's awesome. And the gentleman in Texas, I think it's Lynn and Jim, the one on the...
Yes.
Thank them for doing that for you guys. And I'd also like to say that, tell Mr. Fisher, that Brian Fisher, that I really am going to miss him every day for 2 hours when he's only going to be on an hour. And I just want to know, let him know that he will be missed on the second hour.
We will let Brian know. Absolutely. Thank you. That's very sweet and kind of you to say, Mary. And you have a great day.
Well, we may have a question for
okay.
us.
She said you just wanted to ask, or did you have a question for us, Mary?
No, I was too dumb to come up with anything that made any sense, so I thought I better not even try.
No, you're not too dumb.
You're not dumb because you got the mystery question.
Yes.
Good job.
Congratulations. Please stay on the line so they can get your size and your address.
That's personal, JJ.
Size and address?
I think so. I think you just send them a T-shirt. You don't ask them.
Don't ask what size.
How big a girl are you? You don't ask them that.
The last time I asked a lady, I've said, are you expecting? And she wasn't.
Oh,
The last time I did that, about 25 years ago, I said, never again.
I've never actually talked to someone who did that. I've seen that on commercials or TV shows. You actually did it?
I've done it more than once.
Yeah.
It was just too obvious. Face swollen, waddling, hand on the back of the thing. Yeah. I said, when's the baby due? Oh, I'm not pregnant.
That's a sinking feeling right there. I'll tell you that right now. We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, I'm reading through the Old Testament now, and I'm coming to places that are named that I see on our Israel tour every March. It's really fascinating to think that Jericho existed way back in the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, and I can visit there today. The same can be said for Jerusalem. The Bible literally comes to life when you visit Israel, the Holy Land. Now, we're going in March. My wife, Allison, and I, we lead these tours every March. So if you would like to go with us, you need to go to the website and check it out. It's twholyland.com, twholyland.com. If you want a brochure sent to your mailbox, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5. That's 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and we'll send you a brochure.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu.
Some high-profile Democrats are doubling down on their call to abolish ICE, even though a new poll shows most Americans support the Homeland Security Agency, 54% according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll. Only 1 in 4 voters say the federal government should get rid of ICE. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris are among those leading the far-left crusade. Cynthia Nixon, who's challenging fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo for the New York governor's office, called ICE a terrorist organization. That brought a strong rebuke from the White House. It's worth noting that ICE protects Americans from some very bad people, including child smugglers, human traffickers, MS-13 gang members. But that really does not matter to the Democrats. They only care about power, even if that means sacrificing our safety and our sovereignty. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. Muslims in record numbers are running for public office. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? If it's a bad thing, how do we stop it? Republicans, if you can believe it, want us to go to war to protect any and every nation on earth. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Theme from
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it. Yeah.
Well, and this something.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Is that Peter Graves?
Peter Graves. That's the original. Now, Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
is
the movies.
The reboots.
Of, yeah, they got a new one coming out soon, don't they?
Mission yes. Yeah.
Now, Man from Uncle. What was the difference between Mission Impossible and Man from Uncle? Wasn't that the same sort of genre?
Yeah, it was kind
Man
of spy.
From Uncle. He wore a turtleneck every episode.
Was that that guy?
Yeah, Robert. What was that dude's name? Was it Robert something or?
Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn, different from Conrad.
Robert Conrad was Robert different. Conrad. Yeah, that was.
He's not the one that Bill Cosby. That wasn't part of that one, was it?
Not
was that
involved
Man from
in-
Uncle. The Bill Cosby.
No, you're just thinking of I Spy.
I Spy.
Wow, that was Robert. That was Robert Culp.
We're going way back.
Robert Culp and Bill Cosby.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions that have heretofore, which the word has already been used.
Yes. Yeah,
and I would strongly encourage you to help us reintroduce the word heretofore to the American
Please.
public and use it somehow today when you go out and order lunch or take your wife out tonight or whatever. Just use throw in heretofore somewhere in your evening.
Yeah, right. I mean, you could say to the waitress, for example, yes. Now, heretofore, we have not ordered dessert.
Right.
But we would like to now.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Just that's very casual.
Very casual.
Non-threatening.
Right.
So I would say that's a good example. Ed.
I would say be led to do it. You know, don't try to force that down somebody's throat.
Yeah. Just listen to the...
Listen to a prompting.
A prompting.
If you have a prompting,
if you have a prompting, use heretofore. Don't force heretofore.
No.
Right.
No.
Well, if it doesn't happen like to, at the end of the night, you need to go ahead and force it, though.
I just like to let my heretofore just shine. I don't feel like I have to actually say something. I like people to recognize, just see in me that I know how to use the word heretofore. I'm making fun of people who won't witness.
I'm gonna let them
see Jesus.
I'm gonna
in me.
Let it shine. I just don't think there's. That's going to work, Ed. I don't think that's going to preach.
No.
What do you got over there, brother?
All right. Well, I'm going to have to add a question because I had my Alka-Seltzer question answered. So first question is a Bible question now. In Isaiah 6, the Bible describes angelic beings called seraphim. How many wings did the seraphim have? Second question, where does the word Wi-Fi come from? In other words, what words do they take this abbreviation from? The word Wi-Fi. And here's a third question. Someone might have to look this one up. Which state has the nickname the Lizard State? The Lizard State. Almost sounds like dun, 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 dun.
The Lizard, there's a state called the Lizard
State?
It's
got a nickname, the Lizard State. Most states have several nicknames, but this one is known as the Lizard State. We have listeners in the state.
How do you your family you're moving there?
Moving to the Lizard State.
Huh?
Well, frankly, from watching you eat breakfast, we thought you were already there in the Lizard State. You guys think about that. You get it later.
We are. I'm thinking about it right now. Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. First question, how many players are there on a standard volleyball team?
Standard.
How many players are there on a standard volleyball team? Second question, true or false? A radio station in Japan broadcasts nothing but a human heartbeat 24 hours a day. Listeners say that hearing it helps them relax. Is that true or false?
What did you say now?
They have all they air for 24 hours
Human
is
heartbeat?
A human heartbeat. I don't know. I wonder if that format's called arrhythmia and blues. I don't know what you'd even call that if that is true. Hey, so then I'm going to add a question. Trying to stay current on this date in history, July the 20th, 1969, America did it. We put men on the moon. I want to know which astronaut uttered that famous line, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
Man, he wasn't very PC, was he?
No.
I think the actual one was one small step for a man, but the transmission cut out, and so we've got one small step for man.
I just don't think we need to honor a man who said mankind.
No mention of women, children.
I think we need to take that away from our history books because that's
because he said mankind.
That's shameful.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the full name? A British novelist, C.S. Lewis. That's my first question. What was his full name? Most people don't know the answer to that. And first published in the year 1719, the classic Robinson Crusoe book is a novel written by which English writer? And it wasn't C.S. Lewis.
Right.
That's a good clue.
He didn't write Robinson Crusoe.
Right.
He claimed he did, but he was later exposed.
Right.
For being dishonest on
what
that.
A classic.
But that didn't discredit the whole life
no.
of C.S. Lewis.
No.
Huh?
In those classics, you just have to love them. Robinson Crusoe, let down your hair. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yes. anyway. All right, here's another one. Pop culture from the 80s. We've had a lot of pop culture from other decades. Who was the star of the popular 80s crime drama.
That
sound like I'm not going to say because I'll offend half our audience. I'm from, and then I could fill in the blank, but then I'd offend half our audience.
Right.
I'm just going to say, who was the star of the popular 80s crime drama Magnum P.I.? Pretty simple question, but hey.
Well, C.S. Lewis claimed that he was the star.
Of
Magnum. But he was later exposed.
C.S. Lewis just had a real problem. Lying.
He claimed to be the first man on the moon.
Right, but he wasn't.
He wasn't.
But that doesn't discredit everything he did in his life. All right, who we got?
Tongue in cheek, people. Please do not email
him. By the way, you want to send us an email? You want to send us an email to Ed right here? Just you can send it to comments@afr.net. Got any complaints, problems with anything that's said, just direct it to, just say Brother Ed. And he will be happy to handle that.
No. Because I have no problem deleting emails. So
seriously, comments@afr.net is our address.
Hey, by the way, phone number if you want to call into the show, 888-589-8840. Although it doesn't look like people are having a hard time calling in. We've got a full slate here. But try, because there are going to be people now who are going to give up. And now you call, you might get on. There you go. That was
discouragement
tortured,
will set in.
Tortured logic there. All right, we go back to Texas, and Allie is on the line. Allie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Allie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I want to answer the one about C.S. Lewis' full name.
All right.
Okay, Allie, what was the full name of British novelist C.S. Lewis?
Would it be Clive Staples Lewis?
Clive Staples Lewis. That is right.
Clive. No wonder he went by C.S.
Clive, yeah. How did you know that, Allie?
I did this cool thing called Google.
You Googled it. Well,
we encourage research. We tell people to do research.
You learned something. C.S. Lewis, his full name was Clive Staples Lewis. And
he later claimed to have created the Staples
office
product. Supply.
Yeah.
But
again, doesn't discredit everything he wrote. And
I don't know how I feel about people to go by initials. But, Allie, way to go on that. What's your question for us?
My question is, who was the first legal slave owner in American history?
Who was the first slave owner?
Legal slave owner.
In American history?
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Now, this is not a trick question, right? I mean, you're not talking about the Native Americans or anything like that, right? Are you talking?
No.
You're talking about a Westerner from someone from Europe.
Let's see. Yeah. They came over. You got all those miles.
How would you ever know that?
The people that came over on Mayflower.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, Allie. Right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no. I think it was probably somebody like from the Mayflower.
Maybe someone from the Mayflower, or someone in the first generation of John Smith. Yeah.
What do you
one
think?
Of those guys. But they were Puritans, and they were going to be against slavery, the first batch, but then...
The Wright brothers, you know, back to them, you know, they did a lot of things.
But it doesn't mean we should discredit everything they did.
We don't know, Allie. What's the answer?
No, we don't know.
Say John Smith, Allie.
Okay, so the first legal slave owner in American history was actually a previous indentured slave himself. He was a black tobacco farmer named Anthony Johnson.
From where? North Carolina?
I don't know where he was from, but he was a previous indentured slave himself, and when he gained his freedom, he had his own slaves, and he had one slave that he had refused to be free when it was his time to be free, so then they went to court, and he won the case and became the first legal slave owner.
All right, there's a bit of American history trivia. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
Appreciate it, Allie.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Learning University is on the air here on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
We go back to Texas. We got Texas folks lining up here. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Benjamin?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
I want to answer the seraphim question that is heretofore gone unanswered.
Okay, Benjamin, here's the question. Yeah, in Isaiah 6, the Bible describes angelic beings called seraphim. How many wings did these beings have?
Six.
They had six wings. Very good.
Way to go, Benjamin.
Now, Benjamin, what was the role? What is the role, I guess, of you pronounce it seraphim?
Seraphim.
Seraphim.
Keep the cherubim.
Go ahead.
In line. Yeah.
Do you know, Benjamin? What they did around the throne of God?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, they worshipped and cried, "Holy, holy, holy." I don't know what else they may have done, but that's what Isaiah saw in his vision. So
JJ had it right?
About the cherubim?
Well, keeping the cherubim in line?
I don't think so.
I think they all pretty much stay in line around the throne of God. Everyone stays in line.
Duly noted, Ed. I think you're onto something there. All right, Benjamin, what's your question for us, brother?
All right, here's my question. I got another Bible question for you, too.
Okay.
When Aaron's staff blossomed in front of the tabernacle, it also produced what?
I want to say almonds, but let's talk among ourselves.
Oh, we'll talk amongst ourselves,
Benjamin. Wait. What's the question? I'm sorry, I got to.
When Aaron's staff blossomed, it also produced something else. I know they said keep that and put that in the ark along with the tablet.
This was different than the staff swallowing up the snake.
Right.
Yes.
This was Aaron's staff that blossomed.
My first thought was something to do with almonds. I may be getting that confused. There's a prophecy in the book of Zechariah about an almond branch or something. But I have no other answer.
Do you remember the story that they were trying to object to Moses
almonds?
You're
talking about almonds?
Almonds.
Almonds. Almonds.
You know, they were trying to object to Moses' leadership and Aaron. And then he said, bring everybody in front of the tent of meeting or whatever. And then, you know, put everybody, all the leaders of all the things with their staff and his blossom. But I don't.
Well, let's go with it because that was the first thing that popped into my head, too.
Almonds.
So we're going to say.
And Tim says also, almonds.
Yeah. How did we do, Benjamin?
That's correct.
Oh, all right. Good job, JJ.
Way to go, JJ Jasper.
I could have been talked out of that one.
Yeah, I was a little more than a guess on my part. Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, let me ask you a question. That was Benjamin. I've been trying this almond milk.
Yeah.
And, of course, while listening to the Almond Brothers, it's a really great combo.
You gotta try
this. Very relaxing. How do they get the almond milk?
Milk out of the almonds?
Well, it's a
painful process.
You gotta squeeze them.
I know, but
crush them down to almost nothing. And
but if I go to the, I'm just asking, if I go to the grocery store and I buy a bag of almonds,
right?
And I go home and I just beat those things to a pulp with a brick. You mean I'm going to end up with milk?
Maybe a drop.
Absolutely. A drop. And I would pay to watch that process.
I think you need to do it.
I mean, I'm buying almond milk now because they say it's healthier for you than the cow's milk.
You're buying it in the bag. You just don't know it because there's one teeny tiny drop in that whole bag.
But I just wonder if that's not real. If almond milk doesn't, they don't really get it. They get it from the cows.
And then they call it almond milk
because you won't really get milk from almonds. I've never seen it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, actually,
I know coconuts. I can see that, but
almond milk. Yeah. Right. Well, actually, they have a staff that actually milks the almonds, much like milking cows. But I'm telling you, you have to be trained for 6 months before.
So most people give up.
Most people give up.
You have to have good eyesight.
Really good eyesight.
Huh?
And
Well, it's one of those things, you know, it's like I said, you never saw a Fidel Castro and Dick Clark in the same room, you know.
Exactly.
And I've never seen a video of an almond milk processing plant. But I'm buying it. I'm buying it because
it's It's good.
I like it. Yeah, I like
soy
it,
milk is supposed to be pretty good. I don't even know where you start trying to figure out where the soy.
That's what you talk about.
How many soys soy I have
milking
in the barn.
Soybeans? That's even worse.
Soy milk is. By the way, they're putting tariffs on that soy milk because it's from China.
Huh?
The tariffs are coming in on
serves
the soy,
them right.
The soy milk. Your soy milk's going to go up. Is what I'm telling you here. Trivia Friday on American Family
really,
Radio.
That really ruins my weekend, Tim. I can't get enough soy milk.
We have to deal with reality, Ed. We can't just make up our own. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay.
I said quickly.
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 Where does the word Wi-Fi come from? Second, which state has the nickname the Lizard State? And third question, where in New York City does the ball drop every New Year's Eve? There we go.
How many players are there in a standard volleyball team?
I feel like I'm being mocked. Brent, do you sense that JJ and Ed, my fellow professors?
If you hadn't said it a second time, I would have just gone. Okay.
Well, and I tell you what else. If you want to, you talk about a talented team, we can do it backwards. Getting, sitting, short, bringing it, load up, yups up.
Did you say
Go
Satan?
Go ahead, answer that one.
Did you say Satan?
No, backward masking there. Here's my question. How many players are there on a standard volleyball team? Second question, true or false? A radio station in Japan broadcasts nothing but a human heartbeat 24 hours a day. Is that true or false? And then third question, the phrase that's so popular that happened on this day in history, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Which astronaut said that? And that happened on this day in 1969.
Yeah, I think they need to strip that from the history books. It's completely insensitive to women. Not that we believe in genders. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. My two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Number one, first published in the year 1719, the classic Robinson Crusoe novel was written by which English writer? What was the name of the gentleman? There I go. Could have been a woman, but I gave it away. A feller.
Wow.
Crusoe.
17, what year was it?
1719.
1719, the same year they took a little trip down the Mississippi.
Why I put that autographed copy in the yard sale last summer, I never know. That was I've got a handful of regrets. That was one of them. 25-cent table, whatever book you want,
first
right
edition,
there.
Robinson Crusoe.
Signed by the author.
I let it go for 25 cents, along with my Mad Magazine collection.
We all make mistakes, JJ. It's okay. Who was the star of the popular 80s crime drama Magnum P.I.? I know that's easy, but hey, there you go.
I can see that helicopter and those short shorts. And
who was the guy?
It was a good show.
With the mustache.
And is that the one where the car talked to him?
No, different one.
That was
different superhero.
That was Knight Rider.
Yeah.
And then what was the guy?
The car was Kit.
Kit. And it was
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he's you know he's still like a huge singing sensation in Germany. He is.
What does it say about the Germans?
I think Donald Trump said it all last week.
I saw it when I was looking for true and false things here a while back. Green room, odd green room behaviors. I have to have this. One of the ones said he has to have a life-size poster of himself.
David Hasselhoff?
From Baywatch?
Put in the green room. Yeah, when he goes places. No, I don't know about that, but if just life-size poster of yourself in the
green
room.
Is it true? Is that true?
Yeah, I think it was true.
What?
Don't quote me on that because it's been a few weeks back, but I thought that's pretty
bizarre.
This
is not the kind of show where anyone's going to be quoting us for factual information.
If I may encourage you, brother, spend your money on something other than National Enquirer. I would give to the poor children.
No, I'm serious. David Hasselhoff had an alien baby. I saw it right there.
You saw it? You
know, on National Enquirer right there in the checkout line of the grocery
store. All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to Kansas we go. Haley is on the line. Haley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Well, good morning
to you. Hi, Haley.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer the one that has heretofore gone unanswered.
I'm touched.
That sounded good, Haley.
I'm touched that Haley and others are now buying into my vision.
Right. Your vision of or bringing, getting it heretofore or back
it,
into
bringing
the
heretofore back to the American vernacular.
Tim, hey, Haley, are you school age?
Yeah, I'm 17.
You're 17. All right. So this year, what year are you homeschooled or you're in a?
Yeah, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
Are you playing hooky?
Well, I was going to say
that's where he was leading.
I was going to say try to get it back right into your school, but try to get it's at least summertime. Get your family to use heretofore.
Yeah. She wouldn't be playing hooky at summertime.
Right.
My bad. Anyway, Haley, where are we here when this process?
All right, you want to answer which question, Haley?
The one about Robinson Crusoe.
Ooh, all right.
All right.
We got a smart this one is, on our hands,
by
Tim.
The way, long, long before Gilligan's Island was Robinson Crusoe.
Yes.
First published in the year 1719, Robinson Crusoe is a novel written by which English writer, Haley?
It was Daniel Defoe.
Daniel wow. Defoe. Daniel
nice
Defoe.
Job. Now, did you have to Google that, or did you know that?
I knew it because I've read Robinson Crusoe.
Hey, Haley, I thought it was tacky how they all those little people tied him up and just put all those ropes on him and surrounded him. That was just mockery and very, very insensitive.
Yes.
Never got to travel.
Right.
Never got to travel. Hey, Robinson Crusoe, so have you? So did you enjoy Robinson Crusoe?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was kind of long.
I read that when I was a child, or at least a lot of it, I think. And I'm trying to remember. Was that it? That's in Old English, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was written in some.
Some of those old English, it's just hard to read.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, they did a lot of. Uh-huh. There's a lot of description and a lot of narration and. Yeah, obviously, he's by himself, so, no dialogue until he meets his friend Friday, right?
Yeah.
No, it's Wilson.
Wilson. you're thinking of Castaway.
I got my novels mixed up.
You got your novels mixed up.
Castaway starring David Hasselhoff.
Haley, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Okay, my question is, what is a group of hummingbirds called?
I don't know, but they better stay away from a praying mantis. We made that clear.
We're the authority.
That's right. Of carnage around the flower garden.
Around the bird feeder.
Somebody sent us a drawing.
Yeah.
One of our listeners.
No, not a drawing, a real picture.
A picture.
But a couple years ago, one of our listeners sent us a drawing of somebody walking their hummingbird.
That's because you had the great line. We will go back to it. You had some great description. If you're out there
walking your
hummingbird,
you see a menacing stick. Looks like a stick, but it's menacing. You better run or something.
So a question is, what's a group of hummingbirds called?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Right.
All right, guys.
I have no idea. Do they congregate? Hummingbirds?
On Wednesdays
only when they have
and
to
Sundays.
Vote. When they have to vote on something, they do.
Some people believe they migrate.
They do migrate.
A long way, far away.
There you go with your National Enquirer stuff again.
Hey, I'm going to say a cluster.
I did learn that.
A cluster?
How about a, let's see.
That's 100% guess.
Haley, I'm going to say.
Say a grove.
a grove?
Yeah.
Okay, a grove of hummingbirds.
All right, I'm going to say a.
Slither.
A gaggle.
Gaggle.
Any of us close? Haley?
Actually, they're called a charm.
A charm? That's pretty cool.
A charm of
hummingbirds.
Anybody, raise your hand if you've ever seen a charm of hummingbirds migrating. Nobody?
Well, let me tell you, I've seen them, and they fly in a V.
Just like
ducks.
So on April Fools, if... Kellogg's wanted to really prank somebody and put a bunch of hummingbirds in a box of Lucky Charms.
The marshmallows.
Nobody could get them for false advertising.
Right, because it's a charm.
They'd really be a charm. Mm. There'd be charms
That's
in
cool.
there.
I like that.
Haley, thank you so much, okay? You have a good day there in
Kansas.
The Sunflower State is what Kansas goes by. Well, that's their motto.
Not to be confused with the Lizard State.
The Lizard State. We will be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.